Welcome back, everybody. We're so happy you're here for the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends, where we are making stuff up, being real, and talking about it. Coming up in this segment, we have the Creativity Wheel of Death, a sketch from the Giselle Show podcast players. But right now, we're so happy to have with us improviser, actor, and storyteller, Mr. John Piruccello.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, thank you. Yes, nice to thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah,
right. Tell us a story, John.
Okay, all right. Eric turned away from me and spoke to Jim as if I suddenly wasn't there. He doesn't even realize what he's doing, said Eric. It slowly dawned on me that he was referring to me and how I had been talking about myself for some unknown length of time. Who knows how long it had been? I mean, after all, every little thing I noticed around me and brought to the attention of others was pretty fascinating as far as I could see. Who could put a time limit on such a gift? He'll be okay, Jim answered, mildly uncomfortable with Eric's method, but respectful of his intentions. What the fuck? I sat there stunned. Was I still there? Where had I gone? This surreal moment washed over me, wide awake now, in a place where I could only have been led because of my deep respect for these two. Eric was, at that point, the most gifted improviser I had encountered. Jim was my mentor. We're right here. And the reluctant leader of the new tribe of improvisers I had fallen in with in San Francisco. It was in his weekly drop-in workshop where we all explored out beyond the precipice of the known. It was an exciting time in an environment in which I became quickly adept and at home. I'm charming, which goes a long way if your goals don't get complicated. So, there you have it. I'm self-centered. It's an affliction that must be managed much like type 2 diabetes. The longer one has it unchecked, the harder it will be to turn it around. Apparently, one lives beneath the specter of it for life. I'm not sure what causes it anymore than I know why I put off writing this until a few minutes ago. Oh, I see. This was a spoken word thing that I did. There you go. Perhaps it has something to do with my childhood. Who knows? Mine was pretty normal. I was an Air Force brat with a younger sister. My dad was a pilot, so we moved around a lot, and then he was shot down and killed in Vietnam, at which point we moved closer to my mom's parents in Northern Virginia. We lived there until my mom decided she needed a simpler life. It's for all of us and the friends and the family, and in middle school and junior high school, we moved to a dirt road in Vermont where we didn't know anyone. Mom did a bang-up job providing for us, but she was always a little distant. I remember as a small child, during the time that Dad was missing in action, running into her room after yet another nightmare and wanting to crawl into bed with her, and she said I could curl up at the end of the bed, which is a lot better than being alone in my room. Anyway, who knows how these things happen, is what I'm saying. Having a couple of kids was the next big blow to my me-centric lifestyle. From the start, they are endlessly fascinating, and I seem to have a need to take care of them that borders on obsessive. It's exhausting, really. I become happy every time they enter the room. No one should have that much power. I'm sure some of you can relate. It's the kind of love that is so deep that it is all-consuming and it renders everything else at best second best. I have two good ones, lucky me. My daughter has a cat. The cat follows her around like a puppy, curls up next to her, sleeps with her, plays with her. Seems to be deeply in love with my daughter. The kids are with their mother half the time, so when they are, it falls to me to take care of the cat. Through no discernible fault of my own, the cat hates me. We rescued her as a kitten, so perhaps I look like someone from her probable rough childhood who wasn't nice to her and her siblings. The cat will not go near me and hisses and snarls at me whenever we come into contact with each other. Snarls as I clean out her shit from her litter box, hisses as I put food down in front of her to eat. But I continue to care for the cat because she is such an attentive companion to my daughter. When she is home, they are inseparable. The fact is, I feel like I'm addressing something when I care for this cat. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's deep. So my condition continues to improve, but it's much like how I feel about smoking. I haven't quit so much as I am abstaining. I used to say that I could smoke a cigarette and not start again, but Then I had a cigarette and I started again, so I don't say that anymore. Instead, now I just don't have one. One thing that helps to remember is that most of the time it isn't about me. Even the story isn't about me. It's about us. Here we all are. Us. Lucky us. So, that's what I've written. I had all these notes I was supposed to make. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Amos.
Hello, Amos. Tell me a little something about yourself.
I'm Jewish, so that's good.
Yeah?
Culturally, not religious.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh. So how do you think I should end this?
I think you could just say, this is it. I've finished what I've set out to read, and there was no need to bring Amos into it at all, and I'm done now. That's what you could say.
That's it. This is the end of it. I've set out what I set out to do, and there was no need to bring Amos into it. So there's the end of it.
Thank you, John.
Big applause for you.
Oh, thank you,
Anthony.
Thank you.
I really like that
story. I realized that halfway through I got asked to do a spoken word thing. And
you don't need to apologize.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it was really great.
All right, good.
I like that one. It's like a glimpse into your life. And I like how you describe what is happening with the cat.
Mm. Yeah.
Cute. Yeah, that's like a... That's somebody's novel right there. I mean, that's...
It's just really... You know, there's been times where I have... Like, I go to put the food down and the cat hisses at me, so I take the food away and I go put the food on the table and the cat comes in and, like, sits down and, like, stares at me.
Yeah.
So I go, all right, are we cool? All right. So I go to put the food down and it hisses at me again. Fuck you. Go put the food down on the table again. But the cat wins because eventually
always win.
I have to put the food down because I have to feed the cat.
Yeah.
So, and she knows that. She knows that I'm... her little bitch, basically how it is.
That's how
because she know. I think she knows that it's like I would. You know, she knows that she's got Stella, and that as long as she has Stella, she's alive.
She should respect you because you are a great actor.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't know if you know this, but recently John Pirocello was in a video short comedic film for PYPO.
Oh,
video makers. Do you know PYPO?
I do.
And we happen to have an audio clip.
Ah.
A little abridged version of an audio clip is about a minute or so.
Nice.
And this is John Pirocello's little short film. And the important thing to know is that in this, he is George Washington. He's dressed full on George Washington. He have the little white hair wig. And yet it is set in a modern day. We take you now to the principal's office. Modern day.
Well, Jackie... I'm glad your father was able to take time out of his busy schedule to come down here and deal with this situation.
He's not my father.
Well, I'm trying to build a family, young man. You could meet me halfway.
He's not your father?
He's sleeping with my mom.
Okay, I don't think we need to get into that. That's not relevant.
Sometimes fathers sleep with the mothers of their children.
No, that's what I meant, to not talk about that. That's what I was saying.
But he's my stepdad.
Listen... Jackie, I am trying to build a family with your mother and your sister and yourself. Come on, just let me in.
He's the father of this country, young man. Mr. Washington, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Well, it's really no problem. I had to be in here for my daughter's bake sale anyway.
She's not your daughter, George.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Come on, let me in, Jackie. Come on.
No, he creeps me out.
Okay, I don't know where that's coming from. Just a hug. Just a hug, Jackie. You could hug once in a while. Men hug.
Yay!
Thank you. That was that kid's first, Ryan's first acting job.
He was really good in
really
it.
Really great, yeah.
Listeners, if you want to go watch it, go please to the YouTubes, look for the PYPO channel, or you can just go directly to their website, pypo.com. And they make great, cute little videos. This one is really funny.
Oh, thanks.
And you just have to see John Pirocello's face as he's saying those lines. It is a thing of comedic beauty.
Oh, Giselle.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I watch
so
it
sweet.
Over and over for the nuances of your eyebrows.
I noticed the same thing. I wonder if it's the framing of that crazy wig that just brings out your eye. You're very expressive without overplaying it at all.
No, it's the teeniest movements.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really great. Funny. It's great.
You. Thank you so much.
Well, guess what? It is time for...
100 words?
No!
We did that one
right. The creativity! Wheel of Death!
Bum, 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 bum. Is
so,
that a theme song?
As you may...
There is no...
It's short. You'll have to hear it later. It ended. It was a little short one. It's in French.
Well, the best ones are short. Like the best theme songs.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to get
just
on with
the show. Just a little jingle.
You know.
By Menon. That's a commercial.
Except Game of Thrones, which is like 10 minutes long.
If you're not familiar with the Creativity Wheel of Death, we just... having fun being creative in the moment, we spin a wheel. It have on it 12 different creative challenges, like improvisations that we do. And the results might rock, they might suck. We don't care because we're just, like I say, having fun being creative in the moment.
Yay!
Yay! I always get very nervous when we're going to do it. But here we go, we're going to do it. While we was on break, I gave everybody the choice. I said we can structure the show so that we spin and immediately go, or we can spin and you have a little time to think about it. But they said, no, let's just go.
Old spin and go.
Not for thinking here.
So, but I will say this. If you spin and get something where you really do want to give a little thought to it, that's fine. We can then have the we can make it work. So who would like to go first?
I'll go.
Here you go. Amos.
Come on, big money, big money.
99 cents, 99 cents.
Big creativity.
Oh.
Sales pitch for twigs.
Give a sales pitch for twigs.
Not Twix, twigs.
Twigs. Everything a piece of wood is meant to be. That's it. It's a commercial. It's a tagline.
It's a tagline. Tagline for Twix.
Wow. I think that's going to be bigger than By Menon, I think. Yeah.
By Menon.
Everything is stick.
What was
everything
it, Twix?
A piece of wood
what
is
meant to be.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember.
It's great. What I said. Thank you. Oh, it's beautiful, simple, and small. Who would like to go next? Will you pull out Amos so we don't get it a second time?
How do I pull it
out? You pull the thing away, the little, that's it. You got it. Pull that away. It's a magnetic. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
You can pull it off. It's a little magnet.
Oh, I can put this
perfect.
Shouldn't we put something else in there?
No, no. Okay. We just spin
give
to
it a spin.
Spinning now?
Yeah.
Give it a spin.
Come on, big creativity.
No bankruptcy.
No, creatively bankrupt.
I will totally improvise bankruptcy.
Give an instructional speech about envy.
Oh, I wish I got that one. See what I did there?
I did. which leads me to the power of envy. Envy is a power that all of us possess. And some of us are not as good at it as others. some of us are content with what we have, and we are grateful to have the things we have and don't want more than we have. Those people suffer from severe envy deficit and do not possess the power of envy that they could. But of course, it's not a lost cause. Because all you have to do is every night before you go to bed, go on the internet, look and see what other people have. Look at the houses that are on there. Look around at the kind of money people have and what they're buying with that money and how attractive their wives are and how fast their cars go. And little by little, if you don't expect it all to happen at once, but little by little, you too could have possessed the power of envy.
Yes. Great. Great one.
No, yeah, it was very, very nice. I was like, you know what? You really cannot lose out on spinning it yourself.
No, yeah, it seems very satisfying. It
really I like severe envy deficit, S-E-D.
S-E-D.
Okay, here we go.
Here go, Kate. We're spinning.
If I get a blank one, I'm just going to sit in silence
here
for a minute.
Respin. She got a blank one. She
respin.
So I guess I know for
it's
next
the
time.
It's the wheel's way of telling me to be quiet. Of telling me I've talked enough. Do 1 minute stream of consciousness rant about lotion.
Oh my God,
I'll tell you what's bullshit. This idea that you have to have a separate lotion for your legs and then for your stomach and then for your elbows and then for your hands and then for your face and then for your eyeballs. You can use one lotion for all of them. You could just use soap. Yes, your skin will get dry. And I'll tell you something else. The lotion that you get for free in a hotel is just as good as the lotion that you buy for $40 that comes in a packet of the same amount of lotion. It is a scam. Ladies, you have been scammed. You just put the lotion in the basket back on the shelf. And don't take it off the shelf. Take it from the hotel for free. And use it on your knees, your elbows, and your face. It's good. It's equally good in all three places. You don't need to be sold a special lotion for all of your different body parts. That said, don't get it in your eyes because it will give you pink eye. That happened to me once.
Important disclaimer. Just in case people are listening to the show.
Oh, there's something so cool about this, going in the moment. There's an energy to it. All of you guys have this just like ripping energy. I love that. I just love that.
Well, now it's your turn.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll get up and I will.
This will be the best one.
No, I'm so nervous.
I'm jealous or envious.
Come on.
Big money, big money.
Big creativity.
Oh,
yes!
No! Yes! I knew it! I had a fear.
You want music? I almost could give you music.
Could you give her a beat?
Sing a song about scissors. That's what I got. Sing a song about scissors. And I'm just going to go.
Oh, boy.
Last time I did a song, almost was like playing the music and I was singing a completely different style.
It's called jazz.
Here he goes. He just gonna give me a style. Maybe you guys join
in the chorus.
I found myself with a great big piece of paper. I tried to fold it, but it wouldn't fold.
Oh no.
But I need lots of tiny pieces instead. What can I do to make it happen? I need scissors. I need to cut the chaff away.
You need scissors.
I need scissors. It's the only way. I need scissors to make the pieces fall. I need scissors, most of all. Wait, second verse.
I'm just getting warm up.
A lot to cut.
You tried to cut my time. You want to make it short. You think this song's too long and that I should abort.
Oh, no.
So you take your scissors to my creativity. But this moment isn't yours, no, it belonged to me.
Sing it now!
Put away your scissors, because I'm going long. Put away your scissors, this is a never-ending song. Put away your scissors, just let it grow. Put away your scissors, we
greatest. Oh my favorite God. Part of that whole song is the moment where you were like,
not
where
done.
You were like, another burst. Yep. Like the moment where nope. he started yep. to stop and your eyes like, you like bugged out. We're not done.
Bring it back.
Because it was like the lead up was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. I don't want to do it. And then the scissor song is happening. Do not stop the scissor song.
Nice.
You know, do Second you remember burst. Earlier when we was doing improv and I said on the scale of 1 to 10, it was like 11 worth of fun to do?
Yeah.
That's what was me doing the song. I was like, this is the crazy fun. This is best thing of the week for That's, sure.
There you go. Aww.
For the next 2 weeks,
You're
this
ready.
Is what I'm going to say.
You're going
to
say.
And yeah. so I didn't want to stop.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you didn't.
Was it too self-indulgent?
No.
No.
Because we were on.
No, I just heard a natural ending in the way you were singing. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
If I had stopped and you had kept singing, even without motioning, I would have come right back in.
Do anyone want to take another spin?
No.
Go again? We got time.
Really?
Do it.
Okay.
Do it. Right. It's too much fun. Kate,
yeah,
you take another spin.
Definitely.
So the reason we take this off is because we can't possibly remember which ones we've done.
Yeah. So we don't repeat. We take off the old one so that we don't repeat.
But the space gets repeated.
Yeah.
Cam,
for next time, you know what I will do? I'll have backups to come up and put them in.
Wow, that was a spin.
Big
spin.
You know what? I got one kind of prices right with it, didn't I?
I mean, you don't even need to buy a vowel after that spin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Recite a poem about wasted.
Oh.
Recite a poem about wasted.
Okay. I woke up this morning. It was early. I was in haste. It is not today, is it? Or is it still last night? I'm so wasted. I can't remember how I got here or if I'm even done partying, 'cause now I have things to do today and I can see the day. I need some water.
Death poetry jam.
You know what? You know what I realized? I realized the beauty of it is there's a moment where you just like you let go. You just go. You know what? Whatever. Fuck it. We're done. This will be done now, and it doesn't have to rhyme, and whatever. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could see in your eyes when that moment happened for you, and it was really neat. Like, you give in to the death.
You give in to the death, yeah, to the wheel of death.
Yeah.
The death owns us.
The death of ego.
Yes.
Go, Kate. Go. Go do it. Why? Was that bad? Did I say? I meant it to come
Since
out.
Go, okay. I couldn't live with going out on a high note. I'm risking going again.
Here you go. Here you go. Ooh.
See, at this point, it's going to be magical if it can actually land on something.
We're going to say it's perform a commercial for spontaneity. Sick of planning. Why do it? Just let the day take you where it may. Spontaneity. It's what's for dinner.
What's for dinner? I know I'm sick of planning. It's always so hard to plan. Are you telling me that I don't have to plan?
I'm telling you there's another way.
I would like to hear all about this.
For only $19.99 plus shipping and handling. But wait, there's more.
Wait, I'd like to know. Wait, I would like to buy it right now.
Oh. Call now. Oh. An operator's standing by. Or not. They might have decided not to spontaneously.
You'll see how the day plays out.
I just thought it would be funny to be like, don't, like, I'll buy that. I said, don't answer yet! You know? I told you not to answer yet. But don't answer yet. But I'd like to buy it. No, I said, don't
I'm
answer yet.
I'm still selling it
I'm
to
still,
you.
Yeah. All right. You gonna go? Go again.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Let's just go till they're gone.
Should be.
Okay, here he goes. Almost spinning.
I just didn't want to get out of my
game. He's spinning. And he's gonna end good.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
There we are.
Perfect.
Oh, phew.
What is. I know I don't have to stick to it, but is it 7-4?
It seven. Is. 5-7.
Yeah,
five,
almost
right?
Got make up a haiku about food. And it's syllables 5, 7, and 5.
5, 7,
syllables.
Five.
Syllables.
5, 7.
Do you want to think about this one? Because this one's a little. Okay.
There's math involved.
5, 7, 5.
I just got a Vita mix, and it is great with mixing. I mix kale and coil.
Whoa!
I got my kale coil rope in there.
It's called a bring it back. Bring it back.
It's called a bring it right back, right?
It's called a bring it back.
Bringing it back.
That was right. I did 5. I added the 2 over here. It was 5, 7, 5. I think
good.
It was beautiful.
You guys, that was great.
Oh, mixing is 2. I did mixing. What am I thinking?
It was a haiku plus. Right now, I love the creativity we live that. Maybe we do a show one time where we just do creativity
you
we
could
live
do
that
for
the
a
whole
long time.
Time.
Play that all day.
I think we all agree. We're pretty excited about what's happened here.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right now, we do have something I'm pretty happy about. The Giselle Show podcast players were kind enough to make a funny bit. And we're going to play it for you now. This is starring Mr. Chip Chinnery, Mr. Ashley Clark, and Miss Jonna Thomases. And we take you now to an apartment.
Dinner smells good, honey.
Should be ready in 10.
Oh, good. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Kate.
Long time no see. What is it, 10 months? Wow. Honey, come out here.
Hello.
Dave, this is my ex-boyfriend, Steve. Huh. Steve, Dave.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So what's up?
Yeah, I think you kept something important of mine when we broke up. Can I speak to you in private?
Oh, Steve, whatever it is, Dave's fine with it.
Sure.
What is it? What did I keep?
My balls.
Your balls?
Your balls? Like, you mean your nuts?
Yeah, nuts, testicles, cojones, my balls.
Your balls?
Yeah, because I remember you took them about a month after we got together. And I never needed them while we were going out, but I think I forgot to get them back from you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you got your PlayStation.
I wouldn't forget my PlayStation.
And all your fruit pictures.
Yeah.
But you forgot your balls.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Wow, man. I forgot your balls. That's messed up.
Dave, please.
Sorry.
Okay, I think I had them in that wooden box from India. I'll go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how the hell do you live without your balls?
Fine, how do you?
Oh, I've got my balls, man. You can be sure of that.
Yeah? How long have you been going out with Kate?
3 months.
Mm-hmm. You should check.
Oh, man!
Yeah, I was surprised, too.
But how could she?
Well, crap, shrapnel. They're not in this box.
Hey, honey, when did you take mine?
About a month and a half ago.
How?
Remember that big fight we had about socks? I was wrong, you were right, but you apologized. It was then.
Well, where are they now?
They're safe.
Well, what about mine?
Yeah, let's see. Steve's balls. Oh, I remember. I needed some more pebbles for the aquarium, so I tried your balls.
You mean rocks?
Sure. Rocks. Anyway, they didn't look right, so I took them out and I put them on the counter to dry.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, don't leave Steve's balls out or the sun will shrivel them into raisins.
Wait a minute. Was this about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dave, you did it.
I thought they were raisins.
Oh, my God.
Look, dude, I didn't know.
My balls.
I'm sorry.
My balls.
All right, boys, relax. I'll be right back.
Look, man, I'm really sorry.
My balls.
All right, Steve, I had this box of leftover balls in the closet. Why don't you go ahead? You can take your pick.
I guess okay.
Where'd you get all those?
Hello, I had a life before you.
Aw, none of these even match.
Look, Steve, just pick 2 that are close. It's not like they were the same size in the first place.
Well, there's a couple that look okay. Can I try them on?
Of course. Hell, you can even keep three if it'll make you feel better.
Oh, I'll be right back.
I don't know why they're so important anyway. I liked him better without them.
I got it. Don't worry.
Say, I'm starving. When's dinner?
Soon.
Oh, good.
Well, I must say, these feel terrific.
Oh, good. Where's the box?
I left it on the counter.
Ooh, I better go grab them. Wouldn't want those to fall into the wrong hands.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. I left you a ball in the bathroom behind the shaving cream.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You mean this?
Sorry, man, I tried. Well, good luck with your no balls. Kate, catch you on the flip side.
Bye, Steve.
Later, man.
Dinner.
Yes, honey.
Every year on Christmas night, I give my nuts a check. I handle them so carefully. This year I got quite a fright when I was mid-inspect. Oh, it upset me terribly. To my dismay, it seems something ain't right. It looks like someone's come and had a bite. I don't know what to do. I wish my nuts were left unchewed. I'm angry and confused. Who's been gobbling my nuts? Oh, who's been gobbling my nuts? Leave my nuts alone, leave my nuts alone. Oh, who's been gobbling my nuts? Oh, who's been gobbling my nuts? Leave my nuts alone, leave my nuts alone. Won't you leave my nuts in peace? Please leave my nuts in peace. Please don't leave my nuts in pieces. Won't you leave my nuts in peace? Please leave my nuts in peace. Please don't leave my nuts in pieces. Leave my nuts alone.
Oh, goodness. What was you saying about mistakes?
I was saying they're beautiful. They're truthful.
They are beautiful.
They bring us closer to each other. Because we're all human and we make them.
What I was saying is that song, that was the song that I found that was part of the perfect for the end of the thing. Ah. I was not searching for a song about nuts, but then I just happened to find that one.
Oh, that was the one from your story.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yay,
my goodness.
It worked beautifully.
That was even more. I was trying to understand how I was like, okay, I believe her that it was perfect in her mind. It's a subjective thing. That was objectively.
It was objectively perfect.
Exactly, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. I liked it. Thank you so much to the Giselle Show podcast players.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Ashley Clark and Jonna Thomases, who seem to be around here somewhere, but then she disappeared again. We come to the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're so sorry to have to say goodnight right now.
Oh, my goodness.
But let us hear about some plugs. Kate, what have you got? Please tell us again about Funny Pie.
Yeah, I'll have another. If you enjoyed that sneak preview, sometime in the next week, if you go to Yelling with Pictures, and if you want to read at your own pace what I read on your show
Brilliant
with
piece.
Pictures, you can go to yellingwithpictures.wordpress.com. And then I will also be in another political show at Muse on 8th on July 28th.
Excellent. And that's in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yes, July 28th. Great, great.
For any people in Los Angeles who want to see some good long-form improv, check out Frobway LA at Impro Theater in Los Feliz. And the Impro Theater itself, the main company, is doing their own show, which is called Tennessee Williams Unscripted. I saw it twice, and it's amazing. People should go see it at the Falcon Theater in Toluca Lake.
I will say I've seen some of their shows, and they are phenomenal. Mind-blowing.
Yeah. You haven't seen improv like this before unless you've seen them.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I second Excellent. The plug.
Mr. John Pirucello?
Well, it isn't until September, but there's a movie coming out called Incarnate that I'm in that's pretty great.
That's great.
It's a supernatural thriller.
And until then, we can see you in the PYPO, George PYPO. Washington Funny Video.
Yep. from the cast of Twin Peaks. That'll be next year.
Yeah, yay. That's exciting.
And can I plug someone else's thing?
Yeah.
So on Amazon, there is a pilot for The Last Tycoon made by Billy Ray, written and directed by. And if you go on there, this is strange. This is a sign of the times. But you can vote for the pilots that you want to go to series. And you can take, yeah, so that's like, it's incredible to me that that's how things are working now. So I guess that's what happens when Amazon becomes a movie studio. But go on, watch Last Tycoon and vote for it.
I'm writing that down. All that right. Sounds like a good idea. Last Tycoon.
It's really good. Kelsey Grammer is unbelievable in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's,
I like that guy.
Yeah, plays basically mayor.
He is a good human being, too.
I also have a plug for another person, which is my friend, Jonna Thomases, who we just heard in the little Giselle show.
She was so great.
This podcast player sketch. She actually have a play of her own. It's called Jonna's Body, Please Hold.
I've seen that too.
I've seen it.
I second this plug.
Go see it.
She say it's a cancerous dark comedy. And it's playing in Los Angeles July 14 and 17. And it's also playing in Seattle July 29, I think. But all the information is on the website for her, which is jonasbody.com. JonasBody.com.
We will be at the 14th show.
Oh, that's neat. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to one of them, too.
I'm going to do some storytelling at the show Tales by the Sea. That's also in September, September 11th in Malibu, California.
Nice.
And there's more information about that.
You better leave
that.
Now if you're going to drive over there. It's a little traffic joke I just made.
I think the information about that is Malibu. Yeah, that's far away.
Yeah. On the one.
Yeah.
It's by the
but
sea.
But it's a beautiful ACH. It's a beautiful drive and it's a beautiful venue. The sun is setting. They make vegetarian soups.
Well,
it's great.
That's all you need is sunset.
So you had me. Yeah, you had me at sunset.
Yeah. No, for me it was
you had me at soups. Yeah.
So I want to give a special thanks to our producer Anthony for technical help and website. To Marty Yu for loaning us his sound equipment.
Yay!
Marty Yu.
Thank you to the brilliant musicians and composers who share their music for us to use on the podcast. This week we had that special song that was Simon Penrucker. And we also, of course, have our favorites, the Freak Fandango Orchestra. Thanks to you, our listeners, for listening, downloading, subscribing, supporting, spreading the word, spreading your cheek, giving us feedback. Keep contributing your creativity work, or start contributing your creativity work. Everybody's freaking out because I said cheek.
Yeah.
Hey, visit our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. You can subscribe to our email list. You can email us studio@thegiselleshow.com, tweet @thegiselleshow. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, everything's on the website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. Bye for now!
Bye, 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 bye.